Thanks for making us part of your drive to work. It's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5. Sarah Pepper, Jeff Sheen, Lauren Kelly.
You made it to Friday. Woohoo!
Hey!
Slow clap for you. A lot of people just barely made it to Friday, okay. And that is exactly why we go around the room, we go around the city, and we go around the country to find the people that failed at life this week in a segment we call...
You had one job!
Let's go back to my home state of Indiana right fast.
Uh-oh.
There's a city there called Columbus, Indiana.
City?
City.
Okay.
There's a town called Columbus, Indiana.
Town?
There's Village. An area called Columbus, Indiana. And in that area, there was a police officer that was patrolling slowly. And all of a sudden, this guy pulled up behind them and started honking. So police thought what police think. Oh, my gosh, he's probably in distress. Let's see if he's okay. Uh-huh. So they slowed down so that the guy could pull beside him. And this 28-year-old just blew past them. Mm-hmm. So the cops are like... Whoop, whoop. They're going to go get him. Did he stop? Nope. No. They chased him all the way to a parking lot. What parking lot was that? The parking lot where he worked. Jacob, the 28-year-old in question, was worried that he was going to be late to work. That's why he honked at the cops. That's why he didn't pull over. That's why when the police showed up, he didn't say, hey, guys, what's the problem? He jumped out of his car and tried to run into the building so that he could be on time. But instead of being late for work, he was arrested and he missed the entire day. So for you, Jacob, there were a lot of jobs along the way. One, you could have left 10 minutes earlier. Two, Columbus, Indiana is about as big as the Galleria. How long does it take you to get to work? Three, when the police go whoop whoop, I don't care if you're going to be late to work or not, you stop. So to Jacob, from the area of Columbus, Indiana, that nobody knew about the until area. Right now, you had one job.
Thursday night football. It's not usually a game people watch unless their team is playing in it, so you might have missed it last night when the Pittsburgh Steelers annihilated the Carolina Panthers 52-21.
Is that a basketball score?
That's kind of a basketball score, and apparently it wasn't a very interesting basketball score because the game got so boring that Panthers defensive tackle Kyle Love, whose team, keep in mind, was losing, fell asleep on the bench with 5.5 minutes left in the game.
Slow clap.
Wow. If you're ever wondering about whether a team really does give up at a certain point when they're losing, that guy did. So, Kyle. Wake up! Your team lost! Huh? What? You had one job!
Your sound effects for snoring are really good.
Go figure, a father of three would have a good snoring sound effect.
Oh my goodness. All right, I'm taking this to Melbourne, Australia. Earlier in the week, we told you a story about a lady who got engaged, and it was awesome. Her family was there. Her boyfriend did a great job. But the one problem she had was... her nails weren't done. Oh, my God.
OMG.
You got a boyfriend you've had for a long time. You should always have your nails done, okay?
Oh, okay.
However, her cousin comes in and saves the day because her nails look beautifully painted red, so she holds her ring up over her cousin's face and the fiancé's face, takes the picture, and saves the day. Now, Diana, we know that you are a nurse. You have one of the most hardest jobs in the world, but you've got a long-term boyfriend, and you should always have your nails painted just in case he decides to pop the question. Diana, you had one job!
I didn't even know that was a job.
That's a thing.
Thank you for enlightening us.
You just gave every boyfriend in this city heartburn. He's going to go home and check his girl's fingers to be like, you're expecting a ring, aren't you?